From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it never shipped defense technology to North Korea. The denial came after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory in the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
That's an issue that we would take very seriously if that were to be the case. There have been a lot of U.N. Security Council resolutions, and they obligate all nations, including Ukraine, to prevent transfers of sensitive technology to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid progress in North Korea's missile program, including recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Well, I think we probably still have some information to figure out, but if the North Koreans have figured out how to make the engines, the Ukrainians almost certainly helped them. They're the ones who were producing the engine of the size and character that we believe North Korea's used from the evidence that's available.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official as suggesting the North may have the ability to produce rocket engines on their own. Another official said missile improvements could also involve recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated abroad. Nearly 30 people were killed and dozens wounded Tuesday by explosives detonated by suicide bombers at a marketplace in the northeast Nigerian village of Mandarari, as well as a nearby refugee camp. The Boko Haram insurgency is suspected. In Kenya, suspected al-Shabaab militants killed five policemen in an ambush in the country's restive northeast, stealing weapons and setting a vehicle on fire. The attack occurred Tuesday in Garissa County. Dozens of policemen have been killed in similar attacks since May. This is VOA News.